Now, leukemias are cancers of the white blood cells that we rely on to fight infection. And one of the most common forms of childhood leukemia is called ALL. That stands for acute lymphoblastic leukemia. Normally, doctors treat the disease by giving drugs to destroy the stem cells that are producing the leukemia cells, and sometimes this is then followed by a transplant with healthy bone marrow cells to restore the patient's immune system. But this is a very complicated and risky procedure. Now, scientists at Stanford University in the US have discovered that by administering a certain cocktail of growth factors, they can trigger leukemia cells to switch from cancer cells into healthy immune cells called macrophages, as Ginny Smith heard from the study's author, Ravi Majeti.
When we took leukemia cells, we were able to turn them into macrophages. And most importantly, those macrophages no longer caused leukemia when we tested for that in the laboratory. And it was a very surprising and unexpected finding because we didn't anticipate that the cells could change from one to the other.
So how have they done that?
The details of that biology are things that we're still working out, but we were able to do that by using growth factors.
So these are chemicals that are found in the bone marrow normally that affect normal development of cells?
That's correct.
And you were applying these to the leukemia cells and managing to make them turn into something else.
Exactly. We were trying to apply them to the leukemia cells to see what would happen, essentially.
Effectively, leukemia cells are cells that have never grown up, that have kind of got stuck in childhood, and you're now managing to make them grow up, but not just grow up and become the cells they would have become, but actually become a different type of cell. Why is it beneficial to have them turn into these macrophages? What do they do?
Well, macrophages are important cells of the immune system. Their name actually comes from the Greek origin. So the macro means big and the phage means eater. They're big eaters. They're very large cells. Their normal function is to ingest and digest bacteria or other foreign particles that shouldn't be in the body. But they also have a second function besides just eliminating things. Their second function is then to stimulate the T cells and the other lymphoid cells to develop immune responses against those bacteria. So not only do these macrophages not have the leukemic properties of cancer, but they may also be able to stimulate the immune system to fight the cancer directly.
So you would not only be getting rid of the cancer, but perhaps giving the patient the means to fight back even better.
Well, that's what we hope. It could be a two-pronged approach to fighting the cancer.
And where are you in the sort of research stage? Are we looking at possible drugs in the near future?
I would say that we are at the very preliminary stages of this type of investigation. This is the first report on this mechanism of turning cancer from one cell lineage into another and then potentially stimulating the immune system to respond. We have only been able to accomplish this in the Petri dish in the laboratory. We're working now on two primary fronts. Number one is to try to identify drugs that might be able to cause this cell transition in an animal and then hopefully then in a human. But we're also working to try to develop methods in which we can make this transition happen, not just in the Petri dish, but in an actual animal model.
So that's your next step, to try and do this actually in an animal and cure it of leukemia?
That's exactly right. Now, we may use a variety of different methods, including drug screening and other types of animal studies, but that's the real next step of translating this into a finding that could have some impact on patients.
And are there any risks with this type of therapy? Could you end up making their immune system overactive and perhaps giving an autoimmune disease?
You know, that is a very interesting question, and I think it's a possibility because when you're trying to stimulate immune responses, you can both get responses against things that shouldn't be there, as well as responses against the normal host. But we won't know that until we move into animal studies, and that's definitely the type of safety and animal testing that will be necessary prior to thinking about any approaches for patients.
Ravi Majeti from Stanford University was speaking with Ginny Smith.